Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. As health officials here in Michigan make new recommendations for vaccines, accelerated vaccines due to measles, childhood vaccine policy continues to draw attention nationally. This all ahead of the midterm elections coming up this fall. A survey by Communities United for Smart Policy finds 38% of Republicans in Michigan, 34% of independents, are less likely to vote for Republican candidates due to changes to childhood vaccine recommendations. Joining us to talk more about this, former congressman and physician, Dr. Michael Burgess, on the line with us right now. Dr. Burgess, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Let's talk about this new data, the study. What does it show about how Michiganders view childhood vaccines?
Well, I think, to me, one of the most important things is how should candidates, particularly Republican candidates, think about vaccines and how should they talk about vaccines? Mm-hmm. Because clearly from the numbers that you've just talked about, there is a significant segment of the population that is paying attention to this. And look, no one argues with the concept of let's make America healthy. And it is hard to see how you, in fact, make America healthy if you bring back vaccine-preventable diseases. And most people actually get that concept. So my concern has been particularly on the side of Republican candidates. Be careful about how you approach this. Families, they want accurate information. Encourage them to speak to their physicians because, after all, the final analysis, your health or your child's health is going to be the responsibility of your physician more than your politician. But this is an important topic that candidates do need to keep top of mind.
They really do, and it's a difficult one to broach because, on the one hand, we are a nation built on freedom to choose, freedom to do what you want, and yet vaccines only work if everybody uses them. And so how do you balance those two things?
Well, that's obviously the critical question here, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But I think there's pretty broad acceptance that for vaccine-preventable illnesses, most people are quite comfortable with the fact that we don't have to worry about some of these things anymore. Now, I will just tell you from a physician's perspective, it is of concern because some of these illnesses are so dreadful and they haven't been around for so long because of vaccines that people's memory just, in fact, isn't there. No one remembers what it was like to have an outbreak of meningitis in your school. No one remembers what it was like to have an infant affected with congenital rubella syndrome. No one remembers what tetanus looks like. So people need to pay attention here. And here's the other thing that I think it kind of gets lost in the discussion. There is not, nor should there be, a national mandate for any of these things. It is all local. It is either state, local school district. These are the areas where people need to pay attention to what is happening locally in their area.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Burgess about this new study by Communities United for Smart Policy. What advice would you have, and you mentioned this, particularly for Republicans, in this election year?
Well, be careful how you approach this topic. And you know, people are concerned, and I think that's one of the things the numbers show, and they are paying attention. And for roughly a third of Republican voters and independent voters, it will make a difference as to how they make their final selection on election day. So this is not a throwaway topic. This is not something that simply can be discounted. People are paying attention, and it is important. And people are concerned about their access, the availability of vaccines, the affordability of vaccines. Some of the decisions that have been made at the federal level will, in fact, affect the affordability and the availability of vaccines, and that has got parents concerned.
Your study covered more than just vaccines. What else did you learn in this survey about support for other Make America Healthy Again priorities?
Well, there is broad support for the for the food changes, the changes of the food pyramid, focus on diet, food is medicine, healthy eating. And these are things that are, I mean, not new for crying out loud. People have known about them for, literally, they learned these lessons at their mother's knee and then they forgot them. But it is important that the secretary is talking about the concept of food as medicine, the work he's done at getting the petroleum-based dyes out of foods that are commonly consumed, especially by children, is important work, and people are appreciative of that as well.
How much of a role do you think this conversation about vaccines will play in the upcoming midterm elections?
It will play a significant role, and this is why I feel obligated to talk to my Republican brethren about it. I feel obligated to talk to people charged with patient healthcare about it, because you do have to. It may be a different time. You may need to as a physician, you may need to approach the concept of vaccination with a little bit more openness and talking to parents and patients about what do you normally do prior to the flu season? Do you get a flu vaccine? And if you don't, what are the reasons why you don't? And let me help you with some additional information about those. On the political side, just a blanket statement that hey, make America healthy again, and the changes that have happened at the Advisory Council for Immunization Practices at the CDC, those may not all be good. And in fact, we saw, because the court said, wait a minute, you kind of violated the Administrative Procedures Act, and we're going to go back to square one on some of these things. And you had a number of the handpicked members of the ACIP board resign after that court decision came up. So look, pay attention to this stuff. It is important. It affects your health and the health of a nation, and it may affect the political health of a nation, because look, this midterm is going to hinge on some pretty narrow margins,
especially here in Michigan, right?
Yes, especially here in Michigan.
All right, Dr. Burgess, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Paul, thanks for having me on. I'll do it anytime.
All right, you got it. Bye-bye.